So this was Saturday, April 20th. We've just seen an exciting game. It was League Cup, League One Ontario. They brought back the League Cup after a few years' absence, and this is the first time, first round game, and we had two teams, brand new team, the Borough, and they played against Pickering FC, who have been absent from the league for a year or so, and I have Andrew Oranak from the head coach of the Borough, and we're going to talk about the tonight's game as the first question. And so what did you think?
Well, first of all, it was an exciting game. It was the first time that we were competing in a competitive match, and we tried to play football. We tried our best to dominate the ball, and made a little bit of history. First goal scored,
yes,
for our club. Had a 2-0 lead.
Yes.
And of course Pickering battled back to score a goal and made the finish of the game very exciting for the fans, and for us it was just obviously great to play a first very competitive game, and could see that just great to win, obviously.
Yeah. And this was bone-chilling cold at the beginning. But the wind has sort of slowed down. It's actually a bit warmer, or doesn't feel as bad as what it did. But I estimate I'm usually cheap with how many people were here. But you must have pushed 300, I'd say.
Well, yeah. We were giving tickets away.
Yes.
And obviously we were keeping track of them. And I think we hit nearly 500.
Oh, okay.
So not bad.
I was going to say, I was adding some because there's the cheap ones who can be in that baseball, unused baseball stadium. They can always dangle over. Well, Masters usually has that trouble. Which actually brings up where you're going to be playing this year is really at Birchmount.
Birchmount Stadium. Yeah, it's a historic stadium. A lot of history, obviously, with Birchmount Stadium. It wasn't available today, so we had Lamoureux, which is home to Dutch Connections and other local Scarborough clubs. A lot of history here as well. And, obviously a nice venue where it's very tight, very intimate. And, again, very cold day. So
yeah.
I think that may have kept some of the supporters away. But very, very proud of the first performance from the team. And, again, just a step in the right direction to advance in the cup. I think it adds a lot of confidence for the team, and of course to do that in front of your home crowd, that's and something to be proud of.
Now, you were one of the co-founders of this club, known as Dutch Connections. I guess there may have been league pressure to be called the Borough, to be well known across Ontario and that, but you still have Dutch Connections as the youth teams and that, and you've been winning, as I saw, U13, U15, Ontario Cups. That's a few years ago. So as the years go by, we've had a couple of years since then. Have some of the kids pushed into this team, or will they in the next few years?
We hope in the next few years. We're very proud of the hard work that we do in the youth development side with Dutch Connections. Obviously, we want our League One to be a stepping stone and a platform for our players from our academy, and not only our academy, but all of the players in Scarborough. And we want to keep players in Scarborough. Before, we didn't really have a League One franchise club in Scarborough, so players were going out to all over the GTA. So now we've got a platform for them to advance and develop.
True.
And to be challenged and to be pushed.
Hey, so, are these bags ours?
Yeah, those are ours.
Yeah.
And so, yes, we won the Ontario Cup a couple of times, and those players are still too young. So in the next upcoming years, we hope that these players will step into our League One.
Okay. Now, the players that you have now, their goal would be to push on. Are you more into, like some clubs are into pushing in scholarships? And so every week I'm reading about so-and-so, male, female, is being, is committed to the university of somewhere or other, and or not.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
And so...
The
other co-founder, right, just came by, walking by. That's great. Yeah, okay. So... You've got that, and you've got some teams are pushing for tryouts in Europe and that. Are you sort of keeping it open to anywhere?
Yeah, look, we want players to advance to a higher level, wherever that may be, whether it's scholarship or professional football in the U.S. or abroad in Europe. So we want players to advance. And for us, we're just at the very starting point, literally taking our first steps in this club's history. So we've got a long way to go, but obviously we want to push players forward beyond here.
And so, but how about for the team itself? New teams have to start at the bottom, work their way up. As I guess Drake, local star Drake, started at the bottom. Now we're here. That you guys are going to, I guess you got to work through here, championship, into the Premier, maybe. But you're thinking, yeah, well, we've got a chance.
Look, it's a step by step process. Obviously, we're starting in League Two. And we're just focusing on ourselves and building a team and building a culture, training every single day, 5 days a week in the mornings. It's for ambitious players, players who are serious about their development. So we've got coaches who care about the development, long-term development of the players. It's not just about the results right away. Obviously, we want to advance so that we can push our players further. And the first step is just first game here, League Cup. We're going to start our league in 2 weeks and compete every single game and see where we stand by the end of the season. But hopefully we can advance, and that's obviously our goal.
Well, you've advanced through this game, and so the next round brings in Guelph. And so Guelph in the Premier Division should be, a strong test. Feel you've got a chance?
You know what, every time you step on the pitch, you have a chance. Obviously, Guelph has a lot of experience. They're a top team. So, you know, we have to prepare. And hopefully we will be ready to compete. And, we're looking forward to it, the challenge.
Okay, and just to finish off, because Division 2, you're ending up, you play teams that, sure, are well-known, like Blue Devils, Burlington, and North Mississauga, but it's sort of their reserve teams. I'm just thinking if you, you finish first and you're into like some kind of a playoff against some of the other Division II first place teams and that, but if there's a way that some of the teams, just to straighten this out, maybe will, if you finish third, you wouldn't normally get a chance to be promoted, but will some teams possibly back out, or they will because it can't be in their own divisions or something.
Yep.
Is that a bit confusing?
Yeah. So essentially, if we in order to advance, we need to make the playoffs and win our semifinal, and then we can advance automatically. But that's still a long way away. So we will see what happens. We can't predict what will happen in the future. But hopefully we give ourselves a chance to be in the position to advance and be there in the end.
Okay. Now, just to finish off at the personal level, Andrew Oranok, who was I've crossed paths with reporting for Mississauga Eagles years ago, and then before there was a League One. And then you were on the first year of this league with Vaughan Azzurri. Now, during any of those times and your time in Europe, did you ever feel like, I want to be a co-owner of a team, a co-founder, and have my own, academy, and, teach the young kids when you were a young guy yourself?
I was inspired by many coaches growing up, and I think maybe that motivated me a little. Obviously, when you're playing and you're so focused on that part of the game, it's very cool to see different elements of football, youth development, and now, for example, the operations, the management on a first team level. So that's really cool and a really great challenge. So, obviously, that's something to be proud of, to build something in Scarborough, because the community needs something like this. And our ambition is to not only eventually get to the Premier Division, but to really set a standard. And okay, we're a long way from there. We're taking it step by step. But for us, what's really special is to bring the community together and this beautiful, diverse community and give them a great football team that they can be proud of.
All right, great. So thank you. And let me just see.